Hi, I'm Sam, your resident fantasy reader.
And I'm Morgan, your romance reader, and we welcome you to Just One More Page.
Where it's never just one more page.
Recording! Whee!
Hello!
Hello! Sam.
How was your birthday?
probably gonna be lame. Actually, no, I know, fun fact, we're recording an episode. Derek's making me my favorite meal for my birthday this year.
Oh, what's your favorite meal? I feel like
love chicken parmesan.
Do you?
Yes. And my dad used to make it all the time when I was a kid, so it's always been like my absolute favorite meal in the entire world. And Derek can't eat it, so he usually like makes it on like special occasions that have to do with me, primarily my birthday. We were gonna go out to eat, but he was going to make the chicken parm for Valentine's Day, and then he decided to not go to the store, and then we're gonna go out to eat. And I was like, well, if we're not gonna go out to eat, or if we're gonna go out to eat for Valentine's Day, why don't we do the dinner you were planning for Valentine's Day for my birthday? Because they're literally like less than 14 days apart. It's 13 days between Valentine's Day and my birthday, so I think. Yeah. It's less than that. It's 9.
Well, did he do anything special for Valentine's Day for you?
I'm judging
hardcore. No, okay.
No, because it's like literally my birthday is right around the corner, so I don't care if he does anything like super romantic for my birthday or for Valentine's Day, because like it's literally going to be my birthday. But he did give me, because I've been having a tough time in school, he gave me this little positive potato, and it says, I may be a tiny potato, but I believe in you. Go do your thing.
Yeah.
And it's cute, and I'm going to take it with me to all my tests so I can just sit there and squeeze on it. But low-key, I put it next to my computer, and then we went out to eat. And I came back and I looked next to my computer and I was like, where's my potato? And there it is on the floor, missing an eye, because one of my dogs ate the eye.
Let me guess. It was Kaya.
Yep.
I know.
If it was Kimber, this thing would have no stuffing anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Or if it was a ball, I feel like Kimber would go after it.
Yeah, but Kaya took my potato and ate the eye off of it. So I just performed surgery on it not so long ago. So at least it's not like stuffing's not sticking out of it and there's not like threading everywhere. But yeah, my poor positive potato now has to be extra positive because he's missing an eye. It's okay.
So rude. Well, you know, since we are pre-recording this episode and Valentine's Day was a couple days ago, I can just say that Valentine's Day is so chaotic for me, but I hope you know that my future relationship, they better buy me a book bouquet. I've been seeing so many book bouquets all over TikTok, and I am so jealous. So jealous. I want one so bad. But anyways, any other news, Sam, you'd like to talk about, or should we go right into this episode?
No, nothing. My life's not exciting. Ain't nothing going on.
The only thing exciting is I'm going to a hockey game tomorrow. So
she's going to go scope her for her new boyfriend.
I'm going to be like, excuse me, sir. Have you read Icebreaker?
Oh no, I'm not an ice skater, but, we can try.
I feel like I'm just going to go to have fun, but I'm such a shy person. Like, I know I don't seem like it, but when I'm by myself and not with like friends, is that weird that I'm not shy with friends? But if I'm like by myself with family, whatever, I'm so shy. So even if a hockey player was like, hi, I'd be like, go away.
Leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
Like, I'd probably be screaming. But anyways, so today me, Sam, thought we would do a fun episode talking about hot takes. And do you want to talk about why we decided we were going to do an episode talking about hot takes, Sam?
I think it had to do with a TikTok that you did about hot takes. And I think we started talking about it. So we were like, we should do an episode on it.
Yeah, it was. Well, also, I think it's one of the TikToks that you made where some girl said that you shouldn't rate a book. If you rate a book.
If you write a book less than 3 stars. Like, you shouldn't write a book less than 3 stars, which I called shenanigans on.
That's rude. Don't do that. I mean, rate the book how you want to rate, but don't judge someone for how they rate a book. That makes sense. But me and Sam thought we would do a hot takes episode where we talk about our own hot takes about books. Do you want to start first, Sam?
Okay, so we're going to come out strong on this
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so have you heard of the Throne of Glass series?
Yes.
Okay, because it's all over TikTok. It's all over TikTok.
Is that ACOTAR?
So there's ACOTAR and then there's Throne of Glass. They're two different series, same author.
Okay.
Okay, so in Throne of Glass, which I can't exactly tell you exactly how many books there are because I forget, even though they're like sitting on my shelf behind me because I've read them. There's a lot of debate about reading order. And I cannot get over the amount of TikToks and whatever, Instagram questions, and even on like the book communities on Facebook asking about reading order. They're always asking about the reading order of these books. Now, I don't mind that they're asking about reading order because there's a book called Tower of Dawn, and then there's another one. I have to look the name of it up. That like you can have you ever done tandem reading before? Do you know what tandem reading is?
I know what it is, but I don't think I would ever want to do it.
So there's two, the Tower of Dawn and then one other books in the series. Like people say you need to tandem read these books. But where Tower of Dawn fits in this series is all dependent on the opinion of some person. Here's my thing. There are so many guides, so many people who have told you about reading orders and how to read them. And even I think Sarah J. Maas has come out with like how to read these books and in what order to read these books. And then there's now debate about how to read these books with the new series that she has out, which is the, I think it's Crescent City series, which I don't know if you've ever seen those books. They're behemoth. We have enough guides. Stop asking the question. Go look up the reading orders. It is unnecessary to continue asking the same question that has been answered 800,000 times. Like I am just, it just drives me crazy because it's so easy to just go and Google this crap and like just make your own decisions or go look and see what the publishing order is and go read them in the publishing order. You don't need a specific reading order because no two people are going to tell you the exact same thing. And if you sit there and you mull over how you were supposed to read them, you're probably never going to read the books anyway. So just read them, look at the publishing order or go look at a guide online and stop asking the question.
I think it's the same type of people that will go on a like a book talkers like TikTok and they will be like, what's that book called? After you show them the title of the book. Or it's like the same people that like you respond back to an answer or like, where was it? Oh, it was where I was at a book warehouse and I posted on TikTok. People were like, where is that? And responded back to 8 different comments saying where it was located. And I was like, my dudes, like you – no, I'm like, you know, I'm like telling you, like, look at the comments. Like, I don't, but then again, I'm like, I appreciate your comment. Like, thank you for commenting. So that way I get more engagement. But like, I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm the type of person where if I write a comment, I tend to like look for it first besides asking someone for it.
Well, my thing is like, I just get frustrated at like the lack of will to go find the information on your own. It's just like people have given up. Want to go find, like, they're just like, well, I'm gonna ask a question and someone will give me the answer. Like, just go find the answer. Literally, it's gonna be a 5-second Google search anyway. Like, stop, just stop. Because clearly, this question has been asked like since these books have been published. And the first book, which was I think Throne of Glass came out before ACOTAR came out. But these books have been out since like the early like 2010s. They've been around forever. They're picking up steam now on TikTok, but they've been around forever. And if you have my honest opinion, I would just go based on published date because that's how we had to read them. Like no one had like any idea you were supposed to tandem read like this book over this book. Like Tower of Dawn came out when it came out and we read it in between everything else. So I just say go read them in published order.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Percy Jackson because there's so many books in Percy Jackson universe. There's like, you know, the Percy Jackson, the 4 books, and then there's The Lost Heroes, and then there's like regular Percy Jackson books, and then there's the Lost Hero series, and then there's like Apollo and Apollo series, and then I think Little Girl Frozen came out with 2 other books in the Percy Jackson universe too. It's a lot of books, so I completely understand being like, what do I do? So I completely understand where you're coming from. And I think that people should just do their own research. I guess I'm very independent and I'd rather just like look it up myself than ask. Although sometimes I have asked a question. I'm like, oh, they answered it right here. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So one of my hot takes that I have is that reading should be more accessible and not as expensive as it is. Because the fact that like a hardcover book costs anywhere from $20 to like $34, that's crazy to me. And then on top of that, like audiobooks are so – oh, not audiobooks. I'm sorry. Audiobooks are expensive, but also ebooks. Ebooks are like – $10 to $12, while paperback are like around the same amount. So it's like, what? Like, I just feel like I understand why it's so expensive because it takes time and effort, and and writers deserve to be paid well. But part of me is just like, do we really need to spend like $50 on a book? It's just so,
it's unnecessary.
Yeah. And I get it. Like, I get it. But also, like, I just feel like I wish that reading, they made it. I mean, I guess that's why libraries are there. But, like, I just feel like we should have more ways to get books to lower incomes and stuff like that. Because I do feel like sometimes with libraries, if you don't have a good library in your area, you're kind of screwed. So yeah. I just feel like books should be a little bit cheaper than what they usually are, if that makes sense.
I mean, yeah, hardbacks should, I mean, if hardbacks are like this expensive, they really shouldn't just cut the cost and go straight to paperback, honestly. Yeah. Like I get the feeling of a hardback is nice. Like it's heavy in your hand. It feels like, it feels good to hold a hardback book. But at the same time, like we want people to read, but not everybody has $30. And like you said, the library exists, but at the same time, like, not everybody has access to the libraries, but they do have access to Amazon. So sometimes, like, buying a book is actually more convenient than trying to go borrow a book. I do know that they have apps out there like Libby, which you, like, if you have a library card, which I think there's a bunch of libraries who, like, you don't have to go get the physical library card. You can just, like, sign up for it. So there is the Libby app. But at the same time, like, you know, I mean, not everybody has that kind of technology either. Like reading should definitely be way more accessible and not as expensive as it has been.
Yeah. Do you have another hot take?
So I'm going to go back to what I made my TikTok about that girl
and reading books.
And the rating system for books and stuff. Because it feels like not only has that come up, but then you also talked about the guy who unalived one of the people who had rated his book as well. And then you also have the author who went and started downrating like a whole bunch of people's books and upgrading her own book by making a ton of like profiles and stuff. The rating system is subjective. Yes. Like how I rate a book and how you rate a book, completely different. And I mean, unfortunately with that subjectivity, like it's, for me, a 3-star might still be a halfway decent book, but for you, a 3-star might be like a terrible book. So you're still subjective to like seeing the star system, but readers should not be coerced into how they should rate the books. Like if I read a book, I'm going to have an opinion. I'm going to give my opinion. I'm not going to rate as a book 4 stars if I could not survive through it, or I felt it was terrible, or the plot clearly had a bunch of holes in it, or whatever. Like I'm not going to try and tear an author down just for the sake of tearing an author down. Like if I have a legitimate reason as to why I feel like a book is not good, I'm going to give you very factual reasons, try to hold my emotions out of it, and tell you why I felt like it was a bad book. But you can't coerce me or try to corner me into rating a book higher simply because we don't want to hurt the author's feelings. There are people who listen to this podcast that may not like this podcast. And I think that was the point I made in my TikTok too. Would we love every single person in the entire world to come listen to this and tell us we're an absolute 5-star podcast?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm sure there's listeners who hear me and they are like, ugh, what is she talking about? I hate the sound of her voice. Or they don't like our formatting or whatever. There could be a million different reasons. They don't like the books that we choose. They don't like the opinions we have about the books that we choose or whatever. Not everybody's going to like everything. And that's okay. But we can't try to falsify and create artificial ratings, because then we're going to have the same issue that we're kind of having right now with TikTok blasting certain books all the way up and then people reading them and realizing they're not worth the hype. Like it needs to be genuine. Like we need genuine reviews and we need genuine ratings. Otherwise, like the bad books are going to get pushed to the top and the good books are going to get shoved underneath everything.
So, I do want to mention though that you did say that that girl was alive by that writer, but she was just really hurt because he, crazy enough, he like figured out where she worked and he hit her over the head with a wine bottle, which is another level of being crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that writers need to look at reviews and realize those are just people's opinions and take that as criticism and to get better. Although I say this as someone who wants to be a writer, and if anyone disliked my book and wrote a mean review, I probably would cry. So I can't say anything. but I also feel like reviews are good because you're able to figure out, like, you know, what books are good or not. But then again, I feel like just because someone doesn't like a book doesn't mean I won't like it either. Like, mm-hmm. I tend to follow people on, like, at least on Book Talk and stuff like that, that have the same kind of likes and dislikes that I do. So I can figure out if they like didn't like a book, I probably won't like it. But then again, there probably will be books that you hated that I've absolutely loved. And I think it was like a couple weeks ago when we read Dark Fable, where I hated the book and you loved it. And I don't think that rating should be like a diehard thing.
No. No. And the thing about it is too, is like sometimes if you read the rating or read like the reviews and stuff, that the critiques of a book sometimes might be what you like about a book. Like someone may be like, I hated that it was multi-point of view. I love multi-point of view books. So I'd be like, oh, maybe I'm interested in this. So sometimes there's everything has a silver lining. Like it might be a 2-star review because the person didn't like how many points of views there were, but I'd be like, oh, I like multiple points of views. Maybe I'll give this book a shot. Like not all bad reviews are bad reviews. It's just a person's opinion. And as long as you give like a good solid reason and you give like evidence to back it up, I'm not saying do like a research paper, but I'm like, just kind of like back up what you have to say with like evidence from the book. And then it's fine. Like whatever, you rated it 2 stars. You didn't like it. You felt like the romance was too fast, or you felt like there were too many plot holes, or you felt like the plot didn't make any sense, or whatever. I mean, we read that one book where it was like, I don't know, time stopped or something and everybody was at a dance. Like that book made no sense.
Wait, what book was that?
This Is How the World Ends.
Oh yeah, that one's awful.
Yeah, but like then we turned around and said we didn't like this book, and then we also made an entire podcast going point by point of why we didn't like the book. We weren't just like, this book shit. Like we gave reasons. And then someone listens to the podcast and goes, that sounds super interesting. I'm going to go, if they didn't read the listen to the spoiler section, I'm going to go read that book because that might have been for somebody else. And that's okay.
Yeah. No, completely. So one of my hot takes, one of my other hot takes, Sam, is, and I wonder what your thoughts are on it, is that adults, grown adults, should be allowed to read YA.
Because absolutely.
I feel like there's this kind of judgment around adults that read YA, and that why are you reading it? Because it's not like really, really YA is for teenagers. Mm-hmm. But I love a good YA book. Like I love a good YA, because YA books have the best coming of age stories, and I love a good coming of age story. But I feel like you, in general, you should not be judging someone for what they read.
No, and if you do, you're a terrible person, because like everyone likes reading what they want to read. But if you want to read YA books, you do you, boo boo. I know one of my friends in high school, the maid of honor for my wedding, her parents like read with me and her the Divergent series, and they loved it.
Oh, really?
And they read behind us the Hunger Games, and they loved it. YA reaches out to a lot of people, and like, sometimes because of the grading of the book, people don't want to pick it up because they don't feel like it's going to be good writing. But some of the best books I've ever read have been in the YA section. So like, don't knock it until you try it.
Yeah, exactly. And I also feel like you should never judge anyone for the books they read or the books they count towards reading. So what's your last hot take, Sam?
Okay. So my last hot take is just a silly one. And this is just going to be personal preference. And it just needs to be done with. All these books need to be burned. I am sick and tired of deckled edges. It feels weird.
Deckled edges.
I hate deckled edges. Like, I went to go pick up this book at Walmart. It was like Foxglove something. And I literally picked the book up and I felt the deckled edge and got the ick and set it back down. I have literally not read books because of deckled edges, because I just cannot stand the feeling of them. That might be my ADD, ADHD-tism showing. I don't know. But I'm just like, I can't do it. I can't. It's a texture thing. I can't touch them. They drive me crazy. And just, I will just put it right back on the shelf. I will buy the ebook. No, thank you.
I can't do it. And like that. And then also another thing I don't like is when books are too stiff. Like deck edges, books are too stiff. They don't have the flop. You know what I'm talking about when I said the flop?
I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Yeah. Or when they, that's another thing I don't like. Oh, I don't know what's called, but they have like the flap and then it's like a paperback and they have a flap and then another flap.
It's just like a little bit shorter than the other flap.
Yes.
Yes. That drives me crazy. I don't understand it. I'll go find a hardcover before I buy the paperbacks and like that. They're doing that too. Bloodmarked.
Oh. Yeah, actually, no, I do have that because I got a special edition of Bloodmark and it had that and I got pissed off. But then also like stickers on books. Whoever thought that it was okay to put stickers on books, well, they deserve to have every piece of toast cold. They deserve to stub their toe in the morning, step on Legos, okay? Don't you dare put stickers on books. How dare you? Or at least non-removable stickers. Like those Barnes & Noble stickers. Like, I have to pray before I peel those off because those don't come off at all. And then when they rip, oh, well, I could talk 20 minutes talking about that because that makes me so upset. I'm like, how dare you not do that? So my last book, like, hot take, I guess, and this is, I guess, I don't know if this is a hot take, but this is my hot take, okay? That I will not buy ugly cover books. Is that a hot take? Probably not. I don't know. I will not buy ugly books. If your book cover is ugly, I will not read it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've bought some books for like right now I'm reading I say reading in like the lightest terms humanly possible, but the first book in the Stormlight Archives. And low key, you want to know why it's taking me so long to read it? Is because of the cover.
Why?
Because it's like old school fantasy cover, and so it just looks like it's like not as good as it actually is, because I felt like I was going to get into this world I was just not going to understand. It was going to be like way past my reading level and comprehension level. But it's actually a really, really good book. And this is one thing I appreciate about TikTok, because they're all like, no, read it because it's actually accessible. And so I have the hardbacks, so I have the hardbacks, and I took the dust jacket off and put it somewhere. Oh, that's another thing. You know what? Just print the dang picture onto the hardcover. Dust jackets, they're stupid. Anyway, like I took the dust jacket off. It's fine. It's nice underneath. It has like a really cool imprint of a sword. And then I have the UK covers of this series and they're really, really pretty. Ooh. So yeah, sometimes like I won't touch a book because I don't like the cover. And that's terrible.
Listen, ugly books deserve to be burned. I'm just kidding. Don't cancel me.
Or they need to go through a better like vetting process.
Yeah. And
like give the author options. Let them pick. Usually they'll probably pick the prettier ones.
Exactly. I mean, I would completely. Oh, I wrote another one down because I forgot we were only doing three. My other last one I had was not all romance books need to have sex in them.
Fair. That's fair.
And that one was just because, like, I feel like sometimes books are a little bit too spicy, but that's okay. I mean, romance has a spice, which is okay, and I love romance anyways, with spice, without spice. But yeah. Okay.
I got one more hot take, and okay. My last one, and it's just very, very simple. If there's more than one book in your series, the spine should have the number of which book in the series it is. I don't care if I had to, like, you have it in the first page of this of the book where it's like the sequel to blah blah blah, or make sure you read the first one, or I don't care. On the spine, because when I'm at Barnes & Noble, I see the spine and I'm like, oh, that looks like a decent book or a good book or whatever. Have the number, please, for the love of God. I have bought the second book in a series so many times that I don't even want to count how many times I've accidentally brought home the second book in the series, and I've actually listened to the entirety of one book that was the second book in the series. Luckily it was a romance one, so I can follow along, but I was like, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know who these people are. Why are we having memories of things that never happened? I'm very confused. Just number everything and make it very obvious, so like poor people like me who don't realize it don't get home, start reading the book, and realize we're like midway through a plot line. Like, drives me crazy.
Yes, I listen to the same. I'm just thinking of bad luck. It's just bad luck. The second book syndrome, that's what you have.
Grew well, and it's also like lack of, after I've just criticized people for like lack of not making an effort, it's just my lack of effort. Now I just scan everything through Goodreads and have it pop up, and it usually say book one of like whatever or two or whatever. But for a long time, I would just like go and I'd be like, this sounds really fantastic. And then I'd buy the book, and then I'd get home and realize now I have to order the other one on Amazon because I didn't buy the first one.
Yep. Yep. I've totally done that. I've done that this year already with a romance novel. Romance novels don't count as much though. They're not as bad. You just miss a couple of plot points, but with fantasy novels, you're screwed.
Yeah, no, for real. You really are.
But anyways, I think, do you have anything else you'd like to add, Sam?
That's all I got. Those are my hot takes.
So we have a kind of announcement that we're going to do. Sam,
do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, Sam, how about you okay. talk about it?
So I'm sure like through the podcast, y'all have heard me talk about the fact that I am in nursing school and a lot of things have gotten thrown onto me all at once. And I have found that I have actually spread myself a little thin. Now, before you freak out, the podcast is not over. We're not like, we're all done, guys. We love you. Thank you. But for the next month, I'm going to go on a little bit of a break to just kind of reclaim some time so I can focus on just getting through the end of nursing school. If you've been through it, you know what it's like. And if you haven't, it's hell. So I have a lot of things coming up and not a lot of time to do them in. And I just need a little extra free time. So Morgan has enlisted the amazing help of some of the wonderful friends that we have made through this podcast and real life friends like we've made in real life. And they are going to help us out to get us through the next couple of weeks just so I can get over this hump. So I'm going to go on a little bit of a hiatus just so I can get some stuff sorted out in my personal life so I can come back and give 110% to the podcast because I love this and I love you all. I just need a little bit of a break. So,
yeah. So we're going to have, so next week I'm going to have one of my, I don't want to give her too much credit because she has a little bit of an ego. Listen to this saying, yes, I do. She's probably being like, no, I don't. But Rosie, who was my co-host while Sam was on maternity leave, we read a lot of Blue, like she likes to call it, and I don't know if I will get censored, but she likes to call these book Blue Dick Alien books. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's the Ice Barbarian books. She made me read two of those books, and I'm still traumatized, although I did think it was really good. So she doesn't come back on, and we're going to read a really cute romance novel called Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score, and we're going to talk about it, and I absolutely love this book, so we're going to talk about it next week. Anyways, if you guys like this podcast and you'd like to support us, please feel free to rate us on Spotify, as it does help push our podcast out there. Also, remember that if you have a book recommendation that you'd like to send to us, or even like for us to play in the podcast, then send it to memo.fm/justwarmerpage to send us a book recommendation that we can play in the podcast. And we also remember to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and anywhere else you can find a podcast. Sam will tell you about the rest of our socials.
Okay, so if you think we are absolutely hilarious, which fun fact, my friends, we are. We do have a TikTok. It is Just One More Page Podcast. And for all the pictures and stories, anything else we decide to post, we do have an Instagram. It is Just One More Page Official. And we are also Just One More Page Official on Threads. So go ahead and follow us on there. I'm going to miss you guys while I'm gone. But I hope you have a fabulous Sunday. And I hope you enjoy the next few weeks with all of our amazing guest hosts. We love you all. And we will talk to you all next Sunday.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.